I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello there, fellow crafters. You're listening to Christmas Cards, where we talk about Christmas card collecting and trading cards from the 90s. Now, joined with us is head of Panini Cards himself, Mr. Panini. Now, Mr. Panini, what is your favourite card of all time at this Christmas time of year?
I like the shiny one.
The shiny one. Are you a big Pokemon fan?
I'm a big Pokemon fan.
Who's
but
your favorite?
My internet history is none of your business.
Ooh, hold on a minute. You're not listening to that thing I just said. You're listening to
Cardcast. Even I can remember.
Cardcast. The small screen 90s. Christmas Advent Extravaganza! Yay!
Yay!
It is Christmas Eve, Eve. It's a great time of year, Christmas Eve, Eve, isn't it? It's like the excitement's there.
It's not Christmas Eve. It's almost Christmas Eve, but it's not Christmas yet, says us, who's done 23 episodes Christmas.
I feel very much stuck in kind of Christmas forever. Also, tomorrow the big man himself comes.
Does he?
He does.
No.
Richard Osman knocks on your door.
I think with his House of Games.
It's House of Games. I wonder if they do a Christmas special. Ooh, maybe that's something we can do next year. Maybe we're changing the decade. Who knows? What we were reviewing today, Chris. Sorry, I put my teeth back. What are we reviewing, watching, listening to, reading?
Say it again.
What are we watching today, Chris?
We are watching today the Father Ted Christmas special.
Also, points because there is jingle bells in the intro.
Yeah, it's very simple, isn't it? All you need is jingle bells, and it's a Christmas episode.
I'm going to throw this out there. This is one of my favourite Christmas specials of all time ever.
I like it because of circumstances, because of they stopped making. There's only one. There's only one Christmas special. There's not loads that are... the quality is declining every year. This is one Christmas special.
And it
they just throw everything at it.
And it's almost like four episodes of Father Ted at the same time.
It is.
So much goes on with it. I like at the beginning of it as well, when there's a ring on the doorbell, and there's a baby on the doorstep. And then someone says, oh, sorry, wrong house. And then they go in and address it, going, imagine if we looked after that baby. What craziness would happen, yeah, but we just want a nice, normal Christmas.
But then Father Ted's like, wouldn't it be funny? And then Dougal's like, No, no, it wouldn't be Ted funny. No, 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 it wouldn't be funny, would it? It'd be funny as a sitcom, but if that actually happened to someone and a baby turned up on your doorstep.
Yeah, what would you do? And it's and if a baby, like, if someone rang your doorbell now and there was a baby, you wouldn't have anything to look after them with.
No, we'd have to go to the shops and go and buy some rusk.
Yeah, that's all they eat.
That's my go-to. Do you want any breast milk? No. Go get some rusk. You're missing out the big bit, which was the cameos from the cast of Ballycus Angel.
Oh, amazing. The cameos. I remember watching this at the time and thinking, how have they got Ballycus Angel from the BBC onto Channel 4 in a dream sequence?
That is true. When Only Fools and Horses couldn't even get Who Wants to Be a Millionaire for their Christmas special and fucked it up. Sorry. It still hurts. Doesn't make any sense, the gold run. What's this bollocks with Jonathan Ross? Anyway.
I'm trying to think of, like, and then they all end up going shopping. And it made me, like, pine for, like, going to an old-school department store. Did you feel this?
Yes. I have a funny feeling that that department store is not as big as they were making out it was, and they just kept walking down the same corridors.
Do you really? It looked very similar to Debenhams in Folkestone, which was huge.
I think that's where they filmed it, in Debenhams in Folkestone.
Well, it would have been weird for an Irish sitcom to film it in Folkestone. But it was, I always remember, like, that being massive. And the two things that I loved in there was putting Jack in the ball pit.
And him making swear words with the building blocks.
Yeah, and the kids just going, ass, feck, ass.
Oh, they were. I wasn't sure. I swear they're saying ass, feck, girls when they came back.
And the greatest bit is the salesman trying to sell Mrs. Dougal. It is Dougal, isn't it?
It's Mrs. Doyle.
Mrs. Doyle, even. The tea's made.
Are you suggesting that she's Dougal's mum?
In a weird plot twist. That's why she keeps doing so well. And the line, I use this at least twice a week, where the salesman goes, and it takes out the misery of making the tea. Maybe I like some misery, which is one of the greatest lines in anything.
It's just like, she always likes making tea, and then why would you have a machine to do it for? That's her job anyway, isn't it, to make tea. What would she do otherwise, apart from...
Nothing. Oh, no. She is great in this. And then all the priests getting stuck in the underwear section.
Well, they get stuck together. Why don't they just split up?
I thought this. Well, it's because they need to get out, don't they, so it doesn't look like a scandal.
Why don't they take their dog collars off so no one knows that they're priests? I've spoilt it, haven't I?
You have spoilt it. Come on, suspend your disbelief for 2 minutes. It's Ireland's biggest lingerie section. And the whole point is, well, basically, Ted manages to get him to safety, gets him out, and he wins a Golden Cleric Award.
Oh, I don't like this. The Golden Cleric is mentioned one scene beforehand. He's never mentioned before or ever. Yeah. And then, oh, it's the Golden Cleric. What? I don't... Oh, plot contrivance.
Yeah, but it kind of works though, didn't it? You're in a sitcom where Dougal wants for Christmas loads of Matador stuff. I think you can kind of give it a bit of free range.
Yeah, that is true. I like when he's opening up his advent calendar and he goes, oh, it's a star or something. And he's like, oh, that's not the first guess you had, was it? It was Rude Hullet sitting on a shed. Was your first guess?
That would be a great... Everyone would love to open an advent calendar just to see Rude Hullet sitting on a shed.
Someone's probably done it. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the middle of the show.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome back. And then this fight, Christmas Day opens up and goes, oh, look, there's three lads looking in a star.
Shit,
I did the accent then.
And now to open your presents. What presents and the three lads? This is the greatest day ever.
He's never had Christmas before.
I love this. I love watching it. And it made me genuinely laugh out loud.
He's also the second best priest. He's not the first. I think he may be the second. Who's the first best priest then, if he's the second best?
But that whole thing is the running on the beach bit as well, when he's running on the beach and like these flashbacks of people's faces running round around his head, and there's just Dougal like blankly staring going around.
See, even in a dream sequence, Dougal doesn't know what's going on.
Oh man, it was just so ridiculous and funny, and I'm glad they never did another one. I mean, for reasons that they could never do another one, sadly, but...
They could have done it. They've done Still Open Our Hours without Ronnie Barker.
What? Just with Dougal as, like, the main priest?
Yeah, you make Dougal into Father Ted like they did with Granville, and he becomes clever, and then he's got someone below him that is... Oh, no, I shouldn't say this, because they might do it.
No, I don't think they will. They're doing a musical, aren't they? They're trying to get a musical of Father Ted happening.
Mm.
That'd be pretty cool. Also,
carry on.
That just with the Open All Hours things, that Still Open All Hours has now had more episodes made than Open All Hours.
That's weird.
And I just think, like, Open All Hours as well is, when it's good, was amazing. But I don't know. It's sad to see David Jason in that role. I watched the remake of Porridge the other day. I'd not seen it before. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Terrible. Like, it's so, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't Father know Ted.
Why they ever made that. Father Ted, come on, go ahead. So, the Golden Cleric.
No, so this man turns up, and every time I've watched it, I've forgotten what his real name is, because then Mrs. Doyle is playing a game of guessing his name. Yeah. I remember this time. It's Todd Umptious is his name.
Can I also say, one of my favourite moments of this is when she says, Father Neil Hannon, which is a callback to Neil Hannon from the Divine Comedy, who does the theme tune.
Oh, is it?
So that was a really nice... That was, you know, when you're like, oh, that was lovely.
This always reminds me of Wallace and Gromit, this episode.
Why?
Because the priest, Todd Umptious, he's the penguin who turns up and disrupts everything. And then he's got this device to try and steal the Golden Cleric, which is basically Mission Impossible.
Are you suggesting that the Christmas special of Father Ted is actually the wrong trousers?
It is the wrong trousers.
Fair play. I can kind of see it.
Well, that's a quite good joke when he's talking to this priest in the bar, and he finds out all about Ted, and then they swap clothes, and he's like, No, why did you swap clothes for? You're dear Vic. Well, it was sort of going that way.
I love this so much, man. It just generally brought me joy. And it felt like one of them Christmas specials that you watch and you think, do you know what? It's now Christmas.
Jack's standing up music, which is the French national anthem for some reason. It's never explained why. That's his standing up music.
Let's all watch the Christmas film. And now Jurassic Park. We've added dinosaurs. Which is what you want, isn't it, from Jurassic Park?
The bloke that played Father Jack's got the best role, isn't he? He gets all the big laughs. He barely says anything.
Yeah. Is he still going?
No, he passed away recently.
Oh, bless him.
Speaking of that, you let Dougal to their funeral.
And then just cutting away. There's a hearse that's crashed into the side of it. There's fire. There's people crying and mourning. You let Dougal do a funeral. It's all right.
But I think I've heard them talk about it, and they said, like in The Simpsons, that cutaway shot wouldn't take much time to put together. But they had to get a hearse, the fire, Dougal in the foreground, and all that, just for 30 seconds.
Also, like at the beginning opening scene as well, there's a scene where Father Ted's asleep, where he's dreaming of like Bellicus Angel, and Dougal wakes him up to offer him a peanut. It's like, why'd you wake me up to offer me a peanut? And then he goes back to sleep and he's having a dream that he's being chased by three massive peanuts over a hill, which must have taken forever to put together.
I loved it. It is very funny. Give it 8.
I want to give it 9.
Give it 9. Let's give it 10.
Fuck it. It's Christmas. Let's give it 10. So let's... log
it
in. I need to pop out.
What? Do you? I would have never guessed.
I need to go, oh, the Amazon delivery man's here. I'll see you later.
All right.
Hello, it's me, Father Christmas. Hello, how are you, Chris?
You're back. I didn't think you'd come back off yesterday.
Now, I'm not going to annoy you about wanting to sing my song ever again. Now, if you were to ask me to sing the song, I would. But I completely understand if you don't want me to sing it. So, yes, how are you?
I'm doing okay. You're not singing your song. No!
No, I'm only playing with you, old boy. So, I mean, how's Bing?
It's good, Father Christmas.
You're having a lovely Christmas season.
Yeah, I'm having a very nice Christmas Eve.
Oh, lovely. I mean, what kind of things do you do? I mean, you go to church and they have the choir. And what do the choir do? They do. What do they sing? What kind of things do they sing?
They sing like hymns and stuff. And
hymns?
Carols.
I'll sing you a hymn. Would you like me to sing you a hymn right now?
No.
Oh, okay. Then, well, I best go. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Santa. There's 2 days left. There's 2 days left. It might be the next 2 days that I do ask you to sing, but not.
Can I sing on the final day?
This is what he's been building to, you twat.
So
don't ruin the joke beforehand. This is what I do.
Why did I just pop up on the final day? And we wouldn't have had to do 24 days of this bollock.
Oh, yeah, that is true. Why did you turn up so early?
Well, to be honest, and it's like, I could have just... Well, I'm not even needed for the next one, really, am I, to make the bit work?
No, you're not, though. No. But you probably will do.
Well, I will turn up for continuity, but I just feel this is ridiculous. Well, I'm going to go now. Look, there's my reindeer. Bye. Who was that?
I don't know. It seems Santa is now a strickler for continuity.
Is he? Wow. Yeah. Well, he only comes once a year, and that's down a chimney.
Stop saying it. We're not going to do it. No.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Now, that's becoming a running joke that we will not do the Santa comes once a year joke.
I love that joke. I think it's in the top 10 greatest jokes of all time.
So, everybody, we'll see you tomorrow for Christmas Eve. Only 2 more to go. 2 more to go.
That's it. Thank you for listening, guys. Yep. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.